Welcome to the Railways Roundup in today's papers. The boss of Trainline, Claire Gill-Martin, has announced she will step down in February. The article features in several of the national newspapers. The Independent writes that she will remain as an advisor in the future. She will be replaced by the firm's chief operating officer, Jodie Ford, who has previously run Moonpig and Photobox and held senior positions at eBay. Transport for the North has launched a global innovation competition to inform the future of public transport ticketing and smart travel. Innovators are being encouraged to demonstrate how a smart North ecosystem could transform travel in the north of England and deliver numerous benefits for passengers. This includes enabling capped fares and integrated travel offers between different modes and operators, inclusion of on-demand services and support for the unbanked, as well as financial incentivisation and other rewards for using public transport. Grant Shapps has threatened to take over Transport for London in an escalating row over a state bailout. The Times article says the Transport Secretary wrote to Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, warning of a government intervention unless measures attached to a £1 billion handout were accepted. Finally, in the second edition of Rail Director is now available to view online. The second edition features interviews with the likes of Chris Birchall, Reginda Pryor, Pete Waterman and Liam Johnston. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.